beautiful arsehole. I am deep within the me, within primal urges, lusts and desires repressed with acceptability. And I am an arsehole beautifully, a crisscross of angry contradictions. I am at war with this peace. I am enraged by your pointed calm. I am already broken, but I want to break within you. I want to be broken by your needs. So you were there, in my sleep, stealing my dreams, welcomed into my psyche, a graveyard for the broken and damned. The other night I could see your hairpin. It was slowly, attentively, working its way out. It couldn't bear to touch you. It didn't want to break your hairs. It would rather be broken and lie pointless on the floor like a Duracell battery without a toy. Why don't you make me your toy? I lust for you like the way your jeans hug your legs, like the way they will never let go. I want your thighs to hug my face so hard I have to bite my way out, chewing through your sex, your womb. I want us to be at war with each other. I am done with worthless platonic peace. I am done with our ceasefire. I want your nails drawing my blood. I don't want you to be able to sit down without feeling the ripples of my angry, lustful nature pouring rawly, sorely, at your flanks. When you brushed past me last, it was like being tasered by an angry American cop on TV because I refused to sing the Star Spangled Banner at a baseball game and gave the pig the finger. The same one I want to put deep into your puckered and beautiful arsehole when I take you. Mounted up like a tiger on a lion, you can lick my stripes while I pull your mane. I like the way you smile from the corners of your mouth all the way up to your crinkly eyes. I want to see you put things in your mouth, run them across your pointed teeth. I want to hear your throat engulf me, feel your gag reflex, see your pleading eyes and push on. Much of you is made from sodden earth, skin flushed with sin, smoke exhaling from nostrils, your soiled hair dug from the littered damp ground, lifted from the corpses of your ancestors. My base nature, a sexual golem of wind-dried clay, wants to see you fall down my hideous feet and watch you rip chunks from my twisted spirit to bring about our mutual ruination. I want our souls to bleed into each other. I want our passionate fury to be an incurable blood-borne disease with the agony and the ecstasy, with an unhealthy amount of sodomy thrown in for bad measure. One day, I will plunge my tongue in and imagine with hope to find your mouth is warm, wet and giving, like pushing my bare feet into wet muddy soil in summer after a treacherous rainstorm. And at that moment, I don't give a fuck that I'm not from your world, or two shits that I don't have an accent that takes you back to Ireland, and I couldn't care less, I don't even like the taste of Guinness. I will come as an invading army, bloodied sword in hand, but it is you that would do the raping, for I will gladly drown in your broiling, brackish waters as I lap at your hot cunt. I want to taste parts both exotic and familiar, whilst contempt flows from my strange gypsy blood. I long to run my fingers like temporary clips, holding your hair, clamping you to me, locked in futile coupling, followed by fevered days and nights of sweating and crumpled limbs. So here's to the Irish, and to never knowing when you're about to be the conquering or be the conquered.